Seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, about significance of ulama, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "The ulama of Islam are informed men, and a discerning religious person cannot keep quiet when he sees the Quran and religion in danger." Well, in this part of Imam's speech, he touched upon the subject of ulama in Shia and their prominent influence on the life of individuals and society as well. Well, essentially, given the interdependent nature of human social existence, it is not possible for human societies to thrive without a degree of specialization. We all depend on specialists in every aspect of our lives, whether in medicine, engineering, economics, or beyond. And this is true for scholars too, of course. Scholars need to rely on specialists for access to the resources that they need to thrive, just as we all need these experts to provide the amenities we need to live fruitful lives. And the lay Muslims need ulama to access the wisdom of the Quran and Sunnah for them too. If human affairs require specialist knowledge, the ulama can be viewed as specialists regarding the divine revelation that directs us concerning how we must live our lives. According to Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, the responsibility of ulama is very great, extremely great in fact. Perhaps in one way, the responsibility of ulama of Islam is greater than of anyone else. It is up to them to introduce the Islam that they know to the world. The Muslims and the ulama, the true Muslims and true ulama, that is, do not have means to propagate Islam and tell the world what really Islam is. They have such good commodity and they cannot tell the world about it. Ya Rabbana, salli ala. The ulama of Islam go through much trouble and endure many hardships. Nevertheless, their responsibility demands more from them than this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given might to the ulama. He has given them greatness. Men listen to them, nations obey them. Their position brings with it responsibility, just as the Prophet of Islam had responsibility and rose up for his responsibility, so too they must rise up for their responsibility as well. They should introduce Islam and Islamic laws as they truly are, not that Islam, which is in the hands of a few pseudo saints and consists of just a book of prayers. That is what our great Imam rahmatullah alayh thought about ulama, and definitely his words and views are lessons for us to follow. Thank you very much, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.